In this podcast, I'm going to go through the different types of abdominoplasties and who they are suitable for. The two main groups of patients that require an abdominoplasty are the post-weight loss patients and post-pregnancy patients. Each of these groups tend to have a different requirements and different types of surgeries. Welcome to the Surgical Podcast. This is Dr. Bernard Beltholm. I'm a registered medical practitioner, FRACS specialist surgeon, and my medical registration number is MAD00118627. The content of this podcast is considered adult content. This podcast focuses mainly on post-weight loss surgery and surgery post-pregnancy, ranging from abdominoplasty, also called a tummy tuck, belt lapectomy or body lift, fleur-de-lis abdominoplasty, brachioplasty, which is arm lift, and thighplasty, inner thigh lift. I also discuss breast surgery in the context of post-pregnancy changes and post-weight loss changes. In my experience, there is a significant difference between post-weight loss patients and post-pregnancy patients. I'll go through each of these separate. So, for the post-weight loss patients, these are both men and women. And within this group, I find there are two groups. There are the patients that have lost a significant amount of weight and are now normal BMI, or they can be actually underweight for their height. The other group are the ones that have lost a significant amount of weight, but they still have a significantly high BMI range. Most of my post-weight loss patients will have significant amount of loose skin, as well as in the second group, fat, and most will require either an extended abdominoplasty, fleur-de-lis abdominoplasty, or belt lapectomy. Apronectomy is another operation that can be done for post-weight loss patients. It's not as common because most of the time you get a better result with the other operations than an apronectomy. But sometimes if you have a massive amount of lower abdominal skin, we may have to cut that away as a first stage before we do anything else. So an extended abdominoplasty just means that it goes past the hips. This can include liposuction for the ones that have a bit more excess fat. It goes past the hips. It means repositioning the belly button. And also, we may or may not do diastasis recti repair. Fleur-de-lis abdominoplasty is where we cut the middle as well as the lower abdomen skin. So you'll have a cut that goes from your ribs down the vertical cut and then a horizontal cut down the bottom. We pull the belly button through the vertical cut. We can do liposuction as part of this operation, as well as muscle repair as well. Belt lapectomy is a cut that goes all the way around your abdomen. So it basically is an abdominoplasty plus a back lapectomy. It's quite a long operation, 6 to 7 hours. Can include muscle repair and liposuction as well as part of this. Apronectomy means cutting just the lower part of the loose skin down the bottom of the tummy off. Usually a simpler operation and should be reasonably quick. Generally, I don't do liposuction with it because of the type of patients that I see. So usually that's a post-weight loss patient that has like sometimes skin hanging down to the knees or mid-thigh area, and that just needs that debulking or removal of skin before we can do anything else to refine the result. So that's the post-weight loss patients. Now, the post-pregnancy patients tend to be a little bit more varied. Generally, we can do a whole range of different operations. So in people that have a little bit of a C-section and a little bit of excess skin, they might have just a mini abdominoplasty. Patients that have significant fat as well as loose skin, we can add liposuction and muscle repair as well. So with the post-pregnancy patients, the mini abdominoplasty addresses lower abdominal skin, can sometimes address the muscle separation that's only present in the lower abdomen. And also we can add liposuction. Full abdominoplasty goes from hip to hip, addresses muscle separation in upper and lower abdomen, as well as loose skin in the upper and lower. And we can add vasoliposuction to remove fat in the abdominal region as well. If you have a little bit more excess skin, then we're looking at the extended abdominoplasty. Now, so you can see that each and every operation, even though it's the same name, for example, full abdominoplasty, we can include liposuction, we can exclude liposuction, we can do it with or without muscle repair, we can include hernia repairs, you know, so there's quite a lot of things that vary between these operations. So I hope this has been a helpful overview of abdominoplasties in different types of patients. Call us on 02-4934-5700. That's 4934-5700. Or you can book online. You see a link in the description. I am based in Newcastle and the Hunter Valley in Australia. This is the disclaimer required by APRA. Surgery is a serious decision. You can find more information about risks, complications, and recovery on my website, beldholm.com.au. All surgery is performed by me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and my medical registration number is MAD00118627, and my qualifications are, I'm an MBBS, BSc doctor, and I have an FRSES, so Fellow of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons. I'm a registered medical practitioner, a specialist surgeon, a specialist registration in surgery, general surgery. The content on this podcast is considered adult content. Individual results may vary. All surgery carries risks. You should seek a second opinion before proceeding. The opinions that are expressed on this podcast are those of me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and those opinions may differ from other doctors' opinions. The information provided on and through this podcast is not medical advice and should not be relied upon. It is best effort and for general information only. Do not use this podcast as a substitute for medical advice or self or other diagnosis. Any surgical invasive procedure carries risks. Before proceeding, you should seek a second opinion from a qualified health practitioner. Results, recovery, and potential complications will vary from each individual patient. Photos and videos featured in my social media channels do not guarantee, you're not guaranteed the same result, that is, as they will vary from patient to patient. Content on our Instagram page and other social media pages is published with the consent of our patients or my patients. The content featured in general in nature and does not constitute medical advice. Immediate post-op results may differ from final results. See you in the next podcast.